Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Know a lot about golf.
We're waiting.
Those weekend golf guys, sometimes it's a hard act to follow, but we are here nonetheless. I'm John Ashton. Hey, in the studio, he is Jeff Smith in the newly revamped and much less echoey Golf Cave.
You know, it sounds better in here. It is better in here. Boy, the whole place feels better. Feels like a new room and new paint and everything.
Love that new paint smell. That's why your eyeballs are kind of, your pupils are a little dilated. It is the paint, right?
It's the paint.
Tell me it's the paint.
It's the paint, right?
All right, so here we are toward the end of January. We have, you think you're frustrated because you're living in an area where it's kind of too cold, too wet, too snowy to play golf, whatever the situation. Maybe you're not. Maybe you're in Southern California, Arizona, Florida, going, what the hell are you guys talking about? It's fine here. We have a kid who's going to be more frustrated than any of us. We're going to talk to him a little bit later on in the show. He's from Maine. I think it's
Maine.
Harpswell, Maine, he lives as.
Wait a minute. It's January.
Yeah.
In Maine. Okay,
right.
I get it. I know exactly what his problem is.
He's got too much snow.
Yeah, right.
His name's Jason Thurston. He's a cool kid. He's 11 years old. We're going to be talking to him coming up in a little bit. We're going to be talking to all of you snobs in the South who think you're so much cooler than us because you get to play golf all the time.
Well, they're warmer than us. That's what they are.
Maybe get a few suggestions as to where we can come join you. And, man. This is rough, man. The whole idea of sitting and one thing you got to stop doing now, man, is you got to stop banging that table. All right, don't be touching.
Banging
it.
A table.
Don't move. Pretend I'm a cop. Don't move. There you go. Hands up. Don't move. Where was I, man? I totally lost my train of thought. It's gone now. We do have, like, Jeff has an extensive array of indoor stuff. There are more and more people who are coming up with simulators and things like that because the technology is getting more predominant. Therefore, it's becoming less expensive. Therefore, more people are putting it in. So we should look at some of the places around that have indoor golf simulation equipment and maybe address how to properly use it because there are some things you can do with it and some things you really can't. It's not exactly like being out on the course, but it's good enough for those of us who are snowed in. And we can talk about that and some other stuff when we come back. We are those weekend golf guys. This week, sponsored by DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports and America's favorite sportsbook app, golf simulators, and why you should love them. We're going to be talking about that when we come right back. Hang with us. So you're filling out that form at the doctor's office where they ask you to just check out the diseases you think you have. And one of them says erectile dysfunction. And you go, do I want to check that one? I mean, I don't want that awkward conversation with the doctor right now. I really don't. And then I don't want to go to the pharmacy and stand in line and have some young thing hand me these pills. I want something discreet. I want no in-person doctor visits. I want no awkward conversations. I want no waiting in line at a pharmacy. Just fix it for me in the comfort of my home, which we can do at BlueChew.com. You can get the first chewables with the active ingredients in Viagra and Cialis from BlueChew.com. You can get prescribed at no cost with a BlueChew.com affiliated doctor, and then they send it right to your door in discreet packaging. Here's an even better part for you. You visit BlueChew.com and you get your first order free when you use the promo code GOLFGUYS. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code GOLFGUYS. Just chew it and do it. BlueChew.com. Promo code GOLFGUYS. There's a group of guys I play golf with regularly. I got to tell you, the first thing we do in the first tee, we fire up a good cigar. Because there is nothing that goes better with golf than a good hand-rolled cigar. And that's just the first one. And we all use Cigars International. We found them. Have you seen them yet? Have you used them? They've got all the right choices for a round of 18 and all the right gizmos and gadgets that make it as easy as possible. They've got windproof torches. They have crush-proof travel cases. And they get those clips that attach to the golf cart. And they have great cigar deals, from their daily deals to weekly specials to the Cigar of the Month Club. And if you don't know what you want, get one of their sampler packs. And right now, Cigars International is offering our listeners 10% off. Plus free shipping. That's right, 10% off your order plus free shipping. To take advantage of these incredible savings, just go to CigarsInternational.com and use the promo code GOLFGUYS when you're ready to check out. That website is Cigars with an S, International.com, and use promo code GOLFGUYS. 10% off plus free shipping, CigarsInternational.com. And it's us, those weekend golf guys. Thanks for hanging. I'm John Ashton. He is Jeff Smith. He is Mr. Golf Simulator King. He's Mr. Trackman King.
Tell you what.
K-Vest King. I mean, he's got all the toys.
I got the stuff. I got the GC Quad launch monitor because it's best indoors, right? I got the K-Vest body motion capture stuff. I've even got the 4D motion body capture stuff, which is different in its scope and purpose than the K-Vest. I got evidence of what these guys are doing coming out my ears. I got the Swing Catalyst video software. Dude, I got stuff that'll make your head spin. You know, and when it comes to putting, I use the Capto putting device, and it is amazing what it shows. John, when you come up here and see it, you're going to be going, no wonder I can't make a putt. Dude, it's got a thing on there that shows trembling, as in your hands are on the club and you've got some body quivers going on that show up in,
you're
in
kidding
your hands.
Me. Little knee knocking action, huh?
I am not kidding.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, this thing does not mess around.
All of that is aimed toward instruction, correct?
Yes, because I need evidence. I need feedback of many different kinds. You know what? Feedback really is the – well, it's proof, right? When people create their own simulators, like we started off talking a little bit today, right? I'm making my cage in the back of the garage or in the basement or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to find something that gives me, you know, some sort of ball flight stuff.
Right.
First thing they got to find out is this ball flight stuff even accurate, or is it consistent? If it's not accurate, maybe at least it's consistent. You know, maybe I just bought one of those little swing speed radar things that cost $100. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a way to do that where the thing can be consistent, and there's a way to do it where it could be inconsistent, and they're about an inch apart. You know, then you're like, okay, well, what kind of machine or what kind of thing do I have here, and what am I getting out of it? Because, man, I'll tell you, I work with people that got their own indoor setups, and we do a little Zoom call, and half the time I spend with them on those live sessions is to setting up their technology and how they're formatting it so that at least it gives them consistency. Could you imagine, John, as a golfer, if you got a random thing and you go, well, it's a machine, therefore it's accurate and consistent.
Right. But it turns out to be neither. Then you're really.
Well, what if it turns out to, yeah, what if yeah. it turns out to be neither? Now you're in trouble.
Yeah, big time.
Stuff that I've got is, of course, the stuff that I have to have. I have to be right. People are paying me to be right and to make them better.
Right.
So I can't have the stuff that isn't. So I've got to, you know, I got to vet it all. I got to look at it all. I got to look at all the reviews from the people who have it, who are in my business. And I have to figure that out going, okay, what's true and what's not.
How hard is it to get the good stuff, the right stuff? I mean, is there a great disparity?
Yes.
Now, is that based on cost, or is that based on manufacturer or technology or what?
I mean, you couldn't think for any reason that your Chevy Spark could give you the exact same performance as a Tesla, but they're both an electric car.
Right.
or the leaf or whatever the heck that thing is. I can't
spark or the volt or whatever. Yeah.
Well, the volt. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. It might not be the spark. It might be the volt. Yeah. Right. But you couldn't think that the price difference is it. There's technology involved in one that is far superior to the technology involved in the other.
Mm-hmm.
And the world of indoor ball flight, there's many different things that are trying to be in that middle ground of affordability and correctness and consistency. It's difficult.
Yeah.
There's some that are overhead and there's some that are on the ground that tell you these things. But the right ones that are overhead, that means you're pretty much stuck in that location, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You can't move. You got to be right there because I would imagine that the space, the allowable space is not all that much for movement. You have to be at a very specific place and you don't have a whole lot of room either way to
move,
right?
You don't.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, so there's, you know, so you could look at it on the price spectrum because it all comes down to that, right? Everybody has a budget. Because nobody, you know, I shouldn't say nobody, but there's not a lot of people who are trying to do one of these things, you know, throw it together in their basement or in their garage that are going to fork over 20 grand for a launch monitor that's actually telling them the truth.
Right.
All the time.
Right. Yeah, that home market is small.
It is.
Yeah.
And as the home market goes, there's some that are on the market for a couple grand.
Mm-hmm.
And you could get one of those, but that's when you buy one and you're like, dang it, I just spent a couple grand on this thing. I fully expect it to be consistent
and accurate
uh-huh. and not miss a shot. And then that's the fallacy right there. And they come out in the spring going, man, my indoor thing tells me everything's good. And my outdoor thing tells me it's not.
I just lost the last two drives. I can't find them.
Yeah. It's like, what happened?
What happened? Well, but there's a difference not only in the quality of the equipment and in the technology, the accuracy of the technology, but there's also a difference in the attitude. If I'm using an indoor simulator in order to improve, or if I'm just using one to kill 2 hours and have some fun and swing a golf club.
Yeah.
Cause
I think there's a difference there, right?
Yeah. Cause I mean, there are places around here where you can go and, you know, it's like a bowling alley. You rent the cubicle that the simulator is in. There's three or four or five, however many simulators in the place. You rent time in one of them. You pick the course you want to play. You set up and you play. And for 2 hours, you're having a good time just playing golf. You may or may not be playing the way you would on a outdoor course, but then you're not on an outdoor course. You're just there trying to remember how to swing a golf club and have fun.
Yeah.
So therefore the accuracy and the repetitiveness doesn't really come into play all that much importantly, does it?
You would still want some of that. But if you're there for the exercise of it, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
You know, we all love that stuff. We can just sit there and go, man, I'm going to go bang some balls today and let's go out with my buddy John and let's go smack some balls someplace.
Yeah.
A lot of fun there.
Yep. Yeah. Especially, you know, who else is going to get to play Pebble Beach? You know, you can go and call up the Pebble Beach course on the computer and play 18 holes.
You know? I watched it here in Timbergate. They have two of them.
Okay.
And just the other day, we had guys in there and they were playing Royal Dornoch.
There you go.
And none of them have been there, so they don't know how realistic the stuff is, but it looks pretty cool on a simulator too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they knew that I've been there and they're like, man, is it even close to that? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, it's a lot close to that. That simulator is really, the graphics on it could be just a little better, but boy, it looks good.
Yeah. You know, back in the old days, way back, in the early 90s.
Okay, Methuselah.
before they came out with all of the high-tech simulator stuff, they had computer simulators that did not use your club. They were meant to be played as computer games. The big one was called Lynx.
Yeah,
Lynx,
I remember that.
Lynx 2000. Well, there was an international group of people who played that game. I was a member of that international group. I got to be ranked.
Really?
I got to be ranked number 5 in the world playing Lynx on the computer. Okay.
Why did that got disbanded?
Because because now the real simulators came out and it was more fun to play golf with clubs than it was to just sit in front of your computer and play, I guess. Or maybe we just got old and lost interest. I'm not sure. But the bottom line to it was that one of the courses, and there were a whole bunch of courses in this software, one of them was covered bridge.
Oh, really?
And every year, a bunch of us
That's
in this area.
Of course, to play in real life.
I know. But every once in a while, a bunch of us in the area used to get together and play for real.
Guys that in the simulator group went to the real golf course to play for real.
Yeah. And I went to one in Evansville. We were playing in Evansville, and we had way too much alcohol. And I said, hey, next year, let's come out and play Covered Bridge. And he went, yes. So I hosted a bunch of people out here. And we went to Covered Bridge, man, and it was a blast. Playing the real course after you have played it on the computer was a real blast. Those guys loved every minute of it. We're going to come back in just a second. Don't you move. Of course, we have a Facebook page, facebook.com/golfguys. We would love it if you were to go there and like us. facebook.com/golfguys. Okay, football fans, the moment we've been waiting for all season is right around the corner, and DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you have to do to get your share of these huge prizes is enter DraftKings' free Big Game Prediction Challenge. Once you submit your picks, you'll get a free instant prize of up to $25,000. And if you have the most predictions correct, you could win the top prize of $1 million. Download the app right now. Enter the free prediction challenge. Answer questions like, who'll score last? And boom, get ready to make it rain. Download the DraftKings app right now and use promo code WEEKEND to enter the free $55 million Big Game Prediction Challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. So use promo code WEEKEND now and enter the free $55 million Big Game Challenge. The promo code is WEEKEND. Download the app now. Only at DraftKings. Terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
The Approach Shot.
The golf show that's more laughs than links, more stories than strokes, more guffaws than golfers.
This week on The Approach Shot.
9-year veteran of Major League Baseball and a 3-time Emmy Award-winning broadcaster for the New England Sports Network. Today we have with us Steve Psycho Lyons.
We've talked to a couple of football quarterbacks. They say that time seems to slow down for them. Is it the same thing when you're facing a fastball? It seems longer to get there than the minuscule amount of time it actually takes to travel that far?
No!
No?
Yes, okay.
Well, okay then.
That mechanism. I never learned how to slow down.
Download an episode or two of The Approach Shot today at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you download podcasts. And find us on the web at approachshot.net.
There is a brand new app out that I want you all to be aware of because it is going to revolutionize the way that Jeff and I and you deal with each other. It's called Stereo, and it is a free live broadcast social platform that enables people to have real conversations in real time. It's going to allow us to build a more intimate relationship with y'all by engaging you in direct conversation. So if you've got a question, let's say this Tuesday at 1 o'clock, you want to fix your slice and you want to talk to Jeff Smith directly about doing it, you can. Yeah. Did you note that down? Okay, we're excited to offer all of our listeners a new way to interact with us. So join us on Tuesday at 1 in the afternoon for a live show on the Stereo app. You can download the free Stereo app and then select Those Weekend Golf Guys so you connect with us whenever we're live. Stay tuned for more details on how to engage with us on Stereo at the end of today's episode. Just go to stereo.com/golfguy_John
to get started.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for yourself, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hey, thanks for hanging and coming back. We are those Weekend Golf Guys. I'm John Ashton in the studio. He is Jeff Smith in the Echoless Golf Cave, Edinburgh, Indiana, the Timbergate Golf Course. Last week, we mentioned that we wanted to put a golf trip together. We want to get a bunch of our buddies who listen and find out what course or courses most of us would love to play and put together a trip and maybe go play one of them or two of them or three of them over a long weekend or something like that. So we asked you to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/golfguys, and give us some ideas of courses that you would love to play. We got a woman who said she wants to go to the Old Course or Glen Eagles King's Course. So we say, have a good trip.
I'm in. Sounds good. Yeah. I should take my wife.
Arcadia Bluffs, which is close to American Dunes, which is where we're going to be on their opening day, the first weekend in May. American Dunes,
of course. What an exciting thing that's going to be.
In Grand Haven, Michigan. Then again, if you want to go out west, there's Bandon Dunes in Pebble Beach. One of our listeners
is okay with going to all these places so far.
One of our listeners wants to do Valhalla and French Lick. I think he thinks we know people. Guess what, Mark? We do.
I want to go someplace that we got to go to.
Did you see that special made-for-TV golf thing they did that Justin Thomas won? JT and Tiger against two guys from Britain. I know who they are. Their names escape me at the moment. They played it at Payne's Valley.
I'd like to go there.
On the Ozarks, and it had just opened. And there are, what, six or eight golf courses at this place?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Their practice range has been photographed more than Augusta National's practice range, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it would be a great trip. And, of course, one of the pictures we have up on the Facebook page is par three from Tobacco Road in North Carolina, which has,
I'm stacking the deck for that one.
It has made men. I have seen recent lists of some of the best golf courses in the country that anybody can play, you know, the public golf courses, and Tobacco Road is always on them. Always.
It's because people are listening to this show and listening to my recommendations about getting their butt to Tobacco Road.
You think so, huh? Okay.
I'm completely saying their rankings are solely based on my recommendations alone.
Okay.
Because that keeps us we get to go play there for free.
The picture we have is a par three. I think it was number 14, the one with the cabin.
Mm, yeah.
That just looks.
That's the maintenance shed, by the way.
It just looks so cool. That whole hole just looks
cool.
So cool. Now, do you hit over that water or is that water behind?
Oh, yeah,
behind
absolutely
it?
You do.
Okay.
Yep.
So the picture is from behind the tee and the green. Okay. Very cool.
And so it's, the picture's on the back tee box, right? It's number 14.
Okay.
It's a tough shot because there's a lot of visual stuff going on. It's like the hallmark of that golf course.
Right.
You have to hone in your focus because there's an awful lot of stuff going on there.
So why don't we keep compiling the list if we can get some more ideas? And if you want to second Jeff's vote,
I'm voting.
Tobacco
Look,
Road.
I'm with that lady who said let's go to the Old Course and Glen Eagles.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw in on that same trip. I got what we need to get up even farther north and let's go to Dornoch and Castle Stewart.
Sure. Go ahead. Send postcards. Okay. No, I mean, that would be a great trip, man. And if this whole COVID thing ever goes away completely and we're allowed to actually travel again.
Yeah.
Then that would be something that we can put on the list. But international, local, somewhere in the country, wherever, please just go to facebook.com/golfguys and, give us an idea of what course you would like to go to. A tough course is fun to play if you got Jeff on your foursome.
Mm-hmm.
Because he helps you out. He doesn't help you out.
I find your ball and I throw it into nice places. Yeah,
he does that. And also he'll see you address the ball and goes, really? Is that the club you think you want to use here?
You sure a 7-iron is going to get it done when we think a 5-iron would be better? That's not a good play, John.
No, you might want to rethink that, John. Yeah.
You know, the fun part about that is when I play with everybody, all the people that I play with, they're all named John at that point during the round.
Just
look at me going, wait a minute.
Just out of habit.
It's John. Like, sorry. Just
I got confused for a minute. it's really, really fun. And, you know, it would be fun just to have a bunch of people who listen, just, you know, friends of ours who listen. The one thing I loved, I used to tell people, you know, when I went to those live golf outings of the guys who play together online all the time.
Yeah.
Is that they say, what are you doing this weekend? I said, I'm going to go play golf with a bunch of friends I've never met.
And they don't understand that until they're golfers. And then they completely understand it as soon as they play golf.
Yeah. Yeah.
They get that.
And we all knew each other. I couldn't pick them out of a crowd, had no idea what they looked like. I only knew their names and their voices. And there you go. And it's like, you know, you listen to us on a purely audio medium. You know our names and our voices. Probably couldn't pick us out of a crowd. But we are all friends. And we have that relationship and would love to go somewhere with our friends and have a great long weekend or a week or whatever. I mean, maybe, you know, we know people in Vegas. We could go to Vegas. You want to go someplace where it's also fun when you're not playing golf, right?
Well, that's the truth is that Vegas is like the ultimate crazy person golf spot.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I used to go there, you know, every late spring with this band of monkeys, I like to call them. And, you know, we had a few rules on the trip. And one was don't miss the tee time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there were some who decided that they would make the tee time. And there were a couple times that I recall that there was a taxi that pulled up with said player, 15 minutes before the tee time. And said player was not really in much, let's say, golf shape at the moment.
Yeah.
But they got there.
Shirt untucked, Bloody Mary in hand.
You know, it did not seem to be that they had decided to put on golf attire.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you know, it's interesting to see that. And it's, you know, you see it a couple times and it's pretty fun stuff, really.
Yeah.
Until they're on your team. And then all of a sudden, by the third hole, they're completely worthless. As if you thought they could hold their own and going to be pleasantly surprised for the first two holes. And then all of a sudden, not only do the wheels fall off, but they didn't have any anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
They lost them completely.
Exactly. You know, one of the formats that's fun to play in a situation like that, too, is where you play two-man teams, but you switch off. It's you're in a foursome, and it's like player number one and number four are partners for the first six holes, and then player number one and number two are partners for the middle six holes, and then number one and number three are partners for the last six holes. And that way you kind of spread the talent
misery.
Or the lack thereof around.
Yeah, right. You know, it at some points, you know, it's the weekend at Bernie's golf,
mm-hmm.
right? At some point it's, okay, hit a shot and check to see whether John's got a pulse and hit a shot, and check, you know, so you never know.
Why'd it take so long? Oh, hit, drag John.
Yeah. John fell into this huge bunker, and it was hilarious because all he could do was just roll back down the hill into it again. So, yeah, that we had some of those.
And there's one more thing we want to point out to you. We would like you to do. There's a new app out called Stereo. What you can do, we're still playing with it. There's a lot of cool things we can do with that. But one of the things we need you to do is just go there and download the app. And then follow us. I am just Golf Guy. Jeff, I think I'm going to change that to Golf Guy John, and Jeff will be Golf Guy Jeff. And follow us. And then what happens is whenever we record, we're going to go live onto the app also. You will get a notification if you follow us that we are on. And you can join us while we are recording this radio show and ask questions of Jeff specifically. We are going to bring back a very interesting segment we used to do a lot called Jeff's Quick Fix, which is where you can ask one and one only question, or one at a time. We're not going to take it and fix your whole game in one day.
Don't make it like they used to just throw them at me, and it was like a big run-on sentence question.
That's it. One problem, you need some advice, you want to talk to Jeff about something, you want to talk to either of us about something, you want to make a comment, you want to jump on in, tell a story, whatever. We love and encourage your participation. The first thing you need to do, though, is go to Stereo. It's available both in the Apple and the Android app stores.
The platforms.
The platforms. And yes. And just follow us. Again, I'll change my name to Golf Guy John. He will join up and be Golf Guy Jeff. So you will follow us and be alerted when we get there. Also, go to thoseweekendgolfguys.com. No, don't go there. We'll have the app. We'll have a link to the app there if you want. But go to facebook.com/golfguys and let us know where you would like to go for a golf trip. You know, everything's on the table. Vegas is on the table. Mississippi Gulf is on the table. Again, I'm talking places that would be a lot of fun. Branson, Missouri is a lot of fun when you're not playing golf. We could go to Paynes Valley and all those other places out there. Of course, Florida, whatever. So just let us know where it is you would like to go take a golf trip, because we're going to set one up this year. And if you want to go to French Lick, we can hang out there too. That's a great place, and there's a lot of fun there when you're not playing golf. Let me tell you.
French Lick's a pretty cool spot in the world. I can't believe they put it out in the middle of absolutely nothing.
I know.
But it's a pretty cool spot in the world once you get there.
It certainly is. And if we do decide that that is where we're going to go, just be advised, bring a lot of balls. That's all we need to. It's the only caveat you're going to get.
And if you forget, John will gladly purchase some for you in the golf shop.
Yeah, we still got trade. Okay. Again, Stereo is the name of the app. Just like, you know, Mono, Stereo, Stereo. Just look for the app in either in the iTunes store or in the Android store. Follow Golf Guy John or Golf Guy Jeff. Participate with us as early as next week's show. Coming up, cool little kid. He's 11 years old. We're going to talk to him in just a minute. Don't go away. Okay, football fans, the moment we've been waiting for all season is right around the corner, and DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports, is bringing back their golden ticket giveaway with up to $55 million in prizes up for grabs. All you have to do to get your share of these huge prizes is enter DraftKings' free Big Game Prediction Challenge. Once you submit your picks, you'll get a free instant prize of up to $25,000. And if you have the most predictions correct, you could win the top prize of $1 million. Download the app right now. Enter the free prediction challenge. Answer questions like, who'll score last? And boom, get ready to make it rain. Download the DraftKings app right now and use promo code WEEKEND to enter the free $55 million Big Game Prediction Challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. So use promo code WEEKEND now and enter the free $55 million Big Game Challenge. The promo code is WEEKEND. Download the app now. Only at DraftKings. Terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Every time you hit the course, you're looking for your best possible performance. You can't be too low energy. You can't be too high strung. You have to find the perfect sweet spot, the Goldilocks zone. Now, most golfers experience residual aches and pains from playing. You know, your elbow, your knee, your wrist, they may not be career ending, but these issues will and can affect your game. That's why WellCare Botanicals provides premium CBD products that can help with concentration, that can improve sleep and help you recover from aches and pains that'll help improve your golf game. The ingredients list has no additives, no pesticides, no parabens. And once harvested, the hemp is processed by CO2 extraction that ensures zero residual solvents. Lose your
first tee jitters and get on the level you deserve, well-being starts with WellCare. Use code WEEKEND and get 20% off your first purchase. Visit us at WellCareBotanicals.com or call 888-211-2011. That's 888-211-2011 or visit WellCareBotanicals.com. Use code WEEKEND.
Are you struggling to lower your bad LDL cholesterol, even though you may be taking a statin, swapping steaks for salads, and exercising while listening to this podcast? Ask your doctor if Repatha Evolocumab is right for you. With Repatha, you can dramatically reduce bad cholesterol and the risk of another heart attack while enjoying life too, because you're human. And with convenient self-administration, you can take Repatha in the comfort of your own home. Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Repatha can cause serious allergic reactions. Signs include trouble breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face. Most common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. Visit Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA. Talk to your doctor today about Repatha.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Thanks for hanging and coming back. We are those Weekend Golf Guys. I'm John Ashton in the studio, and we are going to go up to the frozen tundra, the northern climes, the only state in the union with only one syllable. Did you know that, Jason? That's
no.
A little trivia question. It's all 50 states, Maine is the only one with just one syllable. Now you can wow and amaze your friends at the next party you go to. Over and above wowing and amazing them with your golf prowess and your artistic prowess, we have Jason Thurston with us. He is our guest here on Those Weekend Golf Guys. And just a little background, Jason is 11 years old, and you've been playing golf since you were, what, eight?
Five.
Yeah.
Got my first set of clubs at the age of five, I think, for my birthday.
Well, that's pretty cool. And did you look at them and go, what are these? Or did your dad play? Or other members of your family play?
No, he tries, but I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't say what he plays is golf.
All right, but he does go outside. He owns clubs and he swings at balls and stuff, right? So, okay.
Yeah. It's not hit, swing.
Okay. All right. No wonder Dad didn't want to be in the room. Did you take lessons then?
Yeah.
Okay.
For probably a few years after I was five, probably. Mm-hmm. I think 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, okay. I started taking lessons. Or I think last summer was the first year that I stopped, obviously.
Yeah.
I've
seen, and you got to go to the website, his website, and watch, because he has some videos. You have a pretty amazing, you just have a pretty swing.
Thanks.
You're quite welcome. What's your average score? You have a handicap established yet?
No, I think from last summer, I don't know exactly how long the local course is, but mm-hmm. I think from like the men's tees, I shot like 50, between 50 and 55 from the men's.
From the men's tees. At 11 years old, you're shooting from the men's tees.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe with a few mulligans.
Okay. Maybe. Listen, I know many men who can't shoot 50 to 55 from the men's tees. So you don't have to put any excuses or caveats in there whatsoever. Again, Jason Thurston. And is it golfboy.com? Is that?
The Golf Boy.
Very important. You might want to check that site out now. So what behooved you to start creating clothes? Did you just not have anything that you thought was cool enough to be seen in?
Yeah, I just really liked golf, and the stuff that was out there wasn't that fun and mm-hmm. funny. It was just very – the quality of it wasn't that great.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, you get so many shirts with little alligators and ponies on them, and I mean, that's no fun whatsoever. I've seen the stuff that you do. Do these ideas for designs just come to you like in the middle of the night? Or do you sit down and actually work at it, say, I've got to come up with a funny idea, what can I do?
I work at it, but it's also sometimes just I think of it, then eventually just do it. It's mm-hmm. not like I think for hours at a time. I kind of just think once in a while and stuff pops into my head.
Yeah, like that happens with true creative people all the time. As it's just an idea comes up. A lot of times, too, you keep like a pad next to your bed in case you wake up in the middle of the night with a great idea. If you do that, take it from me. Write it down because you'll never remember it in the morning. You always wake up and go, hey, I had a great idea last night. I wish I knew what it was.
Then 3 months later, on a rainy day, you remember.
Yes, it comes back to you. Okay, so I've seen you've been there and done that, too. Well, that's pretty cool. See, this is the only thing. This hat right here? I designed this one. The only creative thing I've ever done in my life. But it's, you know, it's cool. Yes, I saw that. I want one of those. I'm going to have to buy one of those. It's just a regular knit toboggan style hat. And it says golf boy on it.
I think I also have a few that says like four and that type of hats.
Yeah. Yeah. And the things with the Xbox controllers that just say I play.
Yeah.
I mean, the stuff's marvelous, man. I mean,
thanks.
Has anybody ever come to you and say, I want to copy that? Or have you ever found anybody who copied some of your ideas?
No, not yet, since that business is pretty new. I think we only started it like 2 or 3 months ago.
Oh, okay. Cool. And you've got, see what happened? I've got to tell what happened to just open up and say what's going on here. One of my first radio jobs was at WABI Radio in Bangor, Maine.
Yeah.
1970-something. We won't get the specifics because I don't want you to know how decrepitly old I am. But I still have a lot of friends in Bangor. And you were featured on the TV station there with your website. And a friend of mine sent me the link. I watched it. I went, this kid has got to be on my radio show because this is just phenomenal stuff. And it is. I mean, first off, golf. A kid your age, infatuated with the game of golf, given that you can play golf, 7 months out of the year tops in Maine?
Well, probably from about April, May to September, October, sometimes November if it's warm.
Yeah. I said, go on.
I just got a golf simulator, which is nice.
Cool. It's all right. You're going to let your dad use it? Maybe you can give him some more tips and get him better next year when he gets out?
Actually, I did give him some tips. And in about 10 minutes, he was hitting these big slices, but then he's hooking the ball now.
It just depends on what side of the fairway you want to lose your ball on, I guess, right?
Yeah. As long as it's consistent, you should be good at golf.
Yes, you can. If you know you're going to hook it so many yards every time, then you can always aim that many yards to compensate.
However, except if it's a tree line course, then you just have to play mini golf, basically.
Yeah. I always found that when I tried to compensate for a slice or a hook, I normally did everything right and hit it straight where I was aiming, right into the woods. Phew.
Or slice it when you're trying to aim to hook it.
Yes. Yeah. I used to tell people my average drive is 300 yards, 200 out and 100 to the right. But I've got that fixed. Jeff Smith, who's my co-host on the show here, is one of America's top golf instructors, and he can fix anybody. So maybe spend some time with your dad. And
I don't know if he's even fixable.
Oh, but come on.
Well, he can analyze a swing, but then just take your club from him.
So is your dad like one of the throw your clubs to the ground and get mad kind of guys, or is he just cool and roll with it when he doesn't do it?
No, he just laughs and doesn't play.
I gotcha.
He just steps up to the first tee, hits one, and then just says he's done.
Okay. Well, at least you've got a good caddy for a while then, right?
Yeah.
Any members of your family play at all? I mean, maybe you should get your mom to play.
Yeah, I not really. Like, I think some people in my family golf a little bit, but not as much as me.
How many golf courses are close to you up there? You're in what, Northport, Maine?
Yeah. Yeah. I played mostly at Northport Golf Club.
All right.
I think I've played Goose River, which is like Rockport Camden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then a few years ago, I played at Belgrade Lakes.
Okay.
One of the top courses in the state, which was really cool.
Do you have any bucket list courses you want to play before, like, you get out of high school?
Pebble Beach.
Okay.
EPC Sawgrass.
Uh-huh. Sure. Sure.
Augusta National. That would be cool.
Yeah. And he means Augusta, Georgia, not Augusta, Maine. But do you have plans to play golf? You want to play golf in school and in college, or play professionally after or anything like that?
Probably in a PGA. That would be the biggest goal.
Yeah.
Have you played any top courses?
Not really. We have Valhalla here in Louisville, I played that a few times. And
I've heard of that. Isn't that like the PGA Championship? Like,
yeah, they played it there a few years ago. They played the Ryder Cup there a few years ago, too. Yeah. Yeah. Very nice course. Very expensive to play. And they have a tendency to shut the gates when I drive by. But that's something else for us. But so playing in school. You think maybe of going to college in the South somewhere where you could play year-round? Think that would help you any?
I don't, maybe, but I think now that I have a simulator, it's mostly like to just help your game in the winter.
Yeah.
It's also, like, if you have a mild winter here, as long as it doesn't snow, the course is usually in good condition.
Yeah, that's true.
I think we drove by it yesterday. We got a bunch of rain, and it was like 45 a few days ago. And of course, barely any snow, and just it looks wet. But that's about it. It looks completely playable.
Yeah, well, that is cool. And the simulator is going to help a whole lot, too. But
yeah, I think I have like a flight scope.
Very cool. You know, maybe the website will catch on and you can just support mom and dad and y'all pack up and, move farther south or something and play year round. Get your dad some lessons so he can go out and play with you and keep up,
Yeah.
Oh, that works well. TheGolfBoy.com, right? TheGolfBoy.com, the website. Yeah. And there are some cool designs. And it's not just clothes for kids. You have adult sizes and
yeah, and it's not just for golf either. It's pretty well designed audience.
What other sports do you like? I know you like a lot of sports. You got some basketball. Soccer stuff, basketball. Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. So who won the high school championship this year? Anybody? I remember. I know Caribou was in it. I think that was last year or something.
I don't know. I mainly just look at the PGA. I actually don't watch much actual golf.
Yeah.
I'm more into club reviews and golf YouTubers.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Well, we've got this great podcast you need to start listening to, Jason. It's called Those Weekend Golf Guys. You're on it right now. So we do appreciate you hanging out with us. And good luck, man. I mean, any kid who's 11 years old can play golf as well as you can and as creative as you has got one heck of a future ahead of him. And we're just happy to be able to say we knew him when. All right. Well, thanks for spending some time with us here, Jason. And again, thegolfboy.com. It's been up for a couple of months. Have you seen a lot of action yet? People buying stuff?
Yeah. We've had quite a few sales.
Okay.
I'm looking towards also getting an organization together on there where you can donate money to help find like used and new golf clubs for kids in need.
Ah, fantastic, man. That is absolutely fantastic.
My main goals right now are just to get some sales so I can get some new golf clubs. grew out my Cowie Junior one. So
that's the problem when you're your age is you're going to be outgrowing the golf clubs like every 3 to 4 months probably, as the growth spurts come. But I'm sure that there will be plenty of people who want to make sure that that you have the exact right clubs for what you need. So
we're probably just going to get some adult clubs.
Yeah, that'll be great. Get them fit. Get them fit to you. Go to a good fitter, and that'll be great. Jason Thurston, you're a junior, right?
Yeah.
All right. Jason Thurston, thegolfboy.com. Man, have yourself one heck of a future. And maybe we'll touch base again and see how things went for you. Maybe every year or so we'll touch base with you and see how you're doing. And thanks for spending some time with us here on Those Weekend Golf Guys. Did you hear us earlier tell you about the new app, Stereo? You know, Stereo app users can engage with the platform to listen in, to seek out topics, and to join conversations about issues and ideas that interest them. There's a lot of stuff on there. Comedy, pop culture, lifestyle, sports, and us, Those Weekend Golf Guys. You can download the app for free. Just go to the Apple or the Android app stores. Once you download the app, you'll be able to create an avatar and a profile, and then you can submit audio messages to the hosts of conversations to join that conversation in real time. Like us, a Tuesday, 1 o'clock, we will be having a live audience interaction episode on Stereo. Jeff Smith will be here to fix your slice, and every Tuesday thereafter, he'll be there with some quick fix for your golf game. Tuesdays at 1, Stereo, live talk from Those Weekend Golf Guys. So just go right now to www.stereo.com/golfguy_John. Then we'll talk Tuesday afternoon at 1. Okay, so I kind of feel sorry for the kid. He's really into golf, man, but he's in Maine.
He's in Maine, right? Look, Maine's beautiful a lot of times of the year, and truthfully, it's beautiful in the wintertime.
It
right?
is.
I got a friend of mine. She was a former student. I worked with her, and she was in high school. Mm-hmm. You know, she's up there, and I think she's a physical therapist, and she lives up in Maine, and she's sending pictures over Facebook all the time. It's a beautiful place, but man, no golf in the winter.
Yeah, but you got
sorry about your luck.
But you got snowmobiling. You got skiing. Yes. Snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, ice fishing, you know, all those wintertime sports. And when you live there, you'd be surprised how comfortable wintertime sports can be if you just dress properly, which is the caveat, dress properly. So there you go. But anyhow, right. But we will post all of the ways you can get in contact with Jason at his website, and wish him luck and maybe buy some of his stuff and have a good time. You just gotta, feel good about kids who are industrious enough to come up with ideas like that and to follow through, especially at 11.
You know? Look, when you get a kid that's that into something, and his brain won't shut off, that's a kid you got to pay attention to, right?
Exactly.
Because that kid's going places.
Yeah, exactly.
That kid's going places.
Just one of the things that has just happened to us is we got official confirmation that next week we'll have a special guest on the show. Dottie Pepper.
Oh, yeah.
Dottie Pepper. Man. Whew.
You know what? This is going to be fun, right? Here we are talking to golf royalty.
Yes.
Again, we've had the good fortune of having some great names on our show, but now all of a sudden we've broken into golf royalty as a player.
Yes. Yes.
And I'll tell you that I can safely say I have played in her backyard, literally.
Really?
Cool. Yes.
And you didn't get kicked out?
Well, I didn't. Her backyard, at one point for quite some time, her backyard was the 18th fairway at the cliffs at Glassy.
Okay.
in Landrum, South Carolina. And boy, let me tell you what a place that is. And you've got to absolutely just kill it off the tee. And it just keeps running and running and running down the hill. Mm-hmm. It's a great golf hole.
Into Dottie Pepper's backyard. Very cool.
Into Dottie Pepper's backyard, baby.
That's next week on Those Weekend Golf Guys. So join us. You can catch us online, thoseweekendgolfguys.com. You can catch us on Facebook at facebook.com/golfguys. Follow us on Twitter at WKNDGolfGuys. I don't care if it's indoors, outdoors, putting, chipping, whatever. Just find a way to play some golf.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.